Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Dade moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burleson. Grubb scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Stanley now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Blanks scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Horton steals second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Evans moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wright now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dade hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a pop-up into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Manning moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Manning scores. Kuiper moves to third. It's 10-1, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thornton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blanks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Wayne Cage now playing first base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed pinch hits for Rick Manning. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Frank Duffy pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.